Only one way leads to God, that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Why? Because this is the true Christians who have elevated themselves by the grace of the Lord, lifted up themselves from earthly things and detached themselves from worldly things, became heavenly now. No more talking about earth, no more talking about the physical realm, no more talking about materialism. It is all spirituality, very highly exalted. It is pure, it is holy, it is light. No more darkness, no more filth. If we choose to still live worldly, if we choose to still walk in this world, live for this world, if we still choose to go to dark alleys, to the clubs, to the pubs, to the casinos, dancing, drinking, alcoholism, gambling, drugs, men and women, the wrong ways, every wrong way we walk in, you cannot follow Jesus Christ, even if you're a Christian. You cannot. Christ cannot be bought. Christ cannot be deceived. Christ cannot be bribed. The only bribery Christ will accept from you are the tears of your eyes, because the tears cannot lie. When you come and repent with tears coming down your face, saying, Lord, I'm sorry, for I have sinned before you and heaven, not worthy anymore to be called your child, but make me a hireling in your palace, then the Lord will accept you, when you are genuine and true to your own self. It is then the Lord will come and embrace you and put you not next to him, not at his feet, but in the core of his heart. He will put you there. When you're genuine, when you're honest with yourself, confessing your sins before the Almighty God, whose name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do you think we're playing a game here? No. Do you think this is some sort of a show? No. Do you think this is some sort of a service? No. Christ is God and He is your life. You need to live Him. Live Him. Breathe Him. Inhale Him. Let Him go into every fiber of your being. You see, I went up to the mountain. I climbed up to the top of the mountain, but I am not able to get to heaven. So therefore, heaven came to me. You see, came out of God, descending out of heaven from God. But what is my role? If you want to live in the heavenly Jerusalem, if you want to be seen as the true bride of Christ, your role is to climb up the mountain for heaven to come down to you and embrace you. And what is climbing up the mountain? Change your way of living. Change your way of thinking. Don't follow the world. Don't act like a worldly person. Stop going to places the Lord disapproves of. Stop doing things the Lord disapproves of. Stop dressing up in a way that offends the Lord Jesus. You belong to Jesus Christ. You need to know your boundaries, your limitations. You need to know who you belong to. You do not belong to Satan. You belong to Christ the King. Step on Satan and step on every temptation that comes from Satan toward you and say, no more Satan, you have overcome me for years, but today, and by the grace of my Jesus, who is my heavenly groom, I step on you the way he stepped on you on Calvary on the cross, because now I'm carrying the light of the world in my heart. I'm climbing the mountain, no more the desert. And if you remain in the desert, what are you going to achieve? And the desert is this world. Look at the desert. The desert is very deceptive because all the ways are the same. You cannot tell which road leads to where, because all the roads in the desert are the same. The desert is very vicious. There are some very vicious animals that can devour you. And the world has so many vicious people that devour one another. Look at the world. An absolute mad circus. Acting, faking, playing, and killing. That's the world. That is the world. And you stay in the desert. In this world, at the end, I go to the grave. What will I take with me? Nothing. I fought over a house. I fought over a property. I fought over a position. I fought over some sort of a fame. I fought over materialism. Brothers became enemies because parents passed away. Now they are fighting over that family house. They went to court to divide that house between them. They became enemies. But at the end, none of them will take the house because the grave is everyone's portion that chases the world. The grave is everyone's portion that chases the world. Don't fight over nothing. So I need to change my way of thinking. The moment you say, Lord, I'm sorry, please take me to you, you'll start climbing the mountain. The moment you climb the mountain, heavenly Jerusalem will descend out of heaven from God to you. You change, heaven embraces you. Heaven embraces you. Verse 11. This heavenly Jerusalem says, having the glory of God. What is the glory of God? God is holy. God is pure. God is perfect. God is light. God is compassion. God is mercy. God is awesome. God is everything beautiful. This is the glory of God. Now, this heavenly Jerusalem had the glory of God. In other words, what is this bride? The church. And who is the church? Christians, true followers of the Lord. The true followers of the Lord, at the end, they will receive the glory of God. Who gave us the glory of God? Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by dying on the cross and purchasing us with his precious blood, he changed us from earthly to heavenly, from physical to spiritual beings. From the desert, he lifted us up all the way to the top of the mountain for the heaven to come down, the heavenly Jerusalem to embrace us in order to receive the glory of God. You see, prior to Jesus purchasing me with his own precious blood, I was in this world, living for this world. I was walking in darkness. I was sinner from head to toe. I was ugly. I was filthy. I was the liar. I was the murderer. I was everything nasty and ruthless you could ever think of. When Jesus came, washed away all those ugly things from me through his precious blood and gave me nothing but the glory of God. Replaced every ugliness with absolute beauty and excellence. Having the glory of God, look at this. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The word precious means you cannot add to it anymore. You cannot alter it nor change it anymore. The word precious means unable to be added to, unable to be changed or altered. Precious. Unable to change. So her light was like what? Most precious stone, like a jasper stone. Jasper is like the crystal. When you look at the crystal, it's like glass, but it's transparent. You can see through it. You can see through the crystal. Meaning, the glory of God, God in his nature is transparent. He is the light of the world. Everything in him is clear. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to figure it out. What you see is what you get. When you're in the light, you're in the light. You can't say, am I in the light? Well, the light can only reveal to you what light is all about. Everything is in clarity. Everything is crystal clear. Transparency is God's nature. What is human's nature? Worldly people. Cover-ups. There is no transparency. Even the house we built and the windows so beautifully placed in that house, what do we put from inside on the windows? Blinds, curtains. Why? Because I don't want anyone to see me. I'm covering up. Do you understand? But with God, there is no curtains. There is no cover-ups. Crystal clear. The world will always lie to you. Christ will always tell you the truth. The world will always put you in darkness. Christ will always place you in His light. The world will end up killing you. Christ gives you eternal life.